Welcome to day 22 of the Digital Advent Wreath. Today we begin to reflect on love in this Advent season. Before we begin today's meditation, take a moment to find a place where you are comfortable and free from distractions. Holy Spirit, as we meditate on a well-known passage today, we pray that you open up our hearts and minds and imaginations and speak to us in new ways about your love for us. As I read through this passage for the first time, pay close attention to any words, phrases, or images that stand out to you. When I'm done reading the passage, there will be a few moments of silence to allow you to reflect on what the Spirit may be saying to you today. Today's passage is from John 3, verses 16 through 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people have loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Come, Holy Spirit. On our second journey through this text, allow the text to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation you are facing? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following questions. What do I need to know, be, or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Come, Holy Spirit. After hearing this passage for a third time, simply talk to God about what this passage is stirring up in your heart and mind in this moment. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Come, Holy Spirit. As we hear this passage one last time today, try to hear it with fresh ears. After I've read it, sit in God's presence before fleeing from this moment. You might express wonder, awe, or gratitude, or praise through words, or you might allow yourself to feel and experience the love of God by quietly sitting before him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the scriptures. Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding us in this time. Help us to carry the love of Jesus with us today. Amen.